of just smell.
Uh-huh. It smelled good. The aroma is wonderful.
Would they be likely to say just smell of that?
Yes. Yes, I've heard that all my life.
More specific questions now on eggs. Would you describe how you would prepare eggs as a dish, say for breakfast or what?
All during my life and hearing my mother talk about and my grandmother, and I was fortunate to have a great grandmother that I remember, and there were many and numerous ways that eggs were prepared.
Mm-hmm.
An egg casserole, sunny side up,
mm-hmm.
Poached, coddled, same thing.
You did poach?
Poach and coddle eggs, uh-huh. And scrambled.
Did you ever hear anyone talk about dropped eggs?
Mm-mm. Never.
And the two parts of the egg, what's the most common expressions for those?
The yellow of the egg and the white.
And the white.
Mm-hmm. Instead of yolk and white.
Mm-hmm. And did you have much experience with things made out of corn? For example, one thing in particular.
Hominy?
I think we mentioned this before.
Yes,
hominy. Would you describe how that's made?
They made a wood ash. Out of an ash, and that was saved and put in an ash hopper with water to make the lye, and then a black kettle was used and the corn was boiled with the ash until the husk came off the corn, and it was rinsed several times, and that was hominy. It's
mm-hmm.
delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Still is.
Still very delicious.
Even though you don't have the wood lye or wood ash.
No, you would have to, during the sesquicentennial, we had a demonstration for making hominy for people that had never seen it and had the fire going under the black kettle, and the ladies that were in charge of that project saved the wood ashes, burned the wood especially, to show how they did the ashes to make the lye.
That's wonderful.
And all. And then passed out, we had tasters so that you could have a taste.
Very good. This is certainly a historical minded city.
And lye soap too was made. They saved all the fat, everything, the tallow, nothing was wasted. And made lye soap. I can remember my mother making lye soap and how clean the clothes smelled.
Mm-hmm. I understand that everything that you put in would be dissolved by that lye.
It will.
Even bones.
Yes, but it would.
It actually would dissolve. Things made out of butter, things made out of milk.
Milk.
Yes.
Oh, cottage cheese.
You did have cottage
cheese. Yes, we did. My grandmother, she had special vessels that she used to make her cheese from the curd. And then she kept it cool down in the dug well. It was just like an ice box.
Mm-hmm. Was this peculiar to your family, or did many people enjoy cottage
cheese?
It
was common practice.
That's interesting. In Mississippi, occasionally people know about it, but very few people ever say they enjoy it, or they know the term. But
Pot cheese. Mm-hmm.
And did you have a name for the curdled milk?
Buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
That I read in the recipe.
I see.